The Millennium Stadium has sold 69,000 tickets for the Euro 2012 qualifier against England, a sellout match for the first time in 5 years. This surge of interest in football internationals has shown a marked difference from previous years, where sellouts for the football, when compared to the rugby, were fewer, and often the matches ended up taking place elsewhere rather than coming to the stadium at Cardiff. I found out more from Gwilym Bawr, director of the Goal Football Centre in Newport and Cardiff, about a successful initiative by the FAW to sell tickets through clubs like his.
The FAW have showed some real imagination in selling the bulk of the tickets. There was initial sale of season tickets for the qualifying campaign. I think they went pretty, they went okay, nothing spectacular. But then they came up with these initiatives to sell more. The managed imaginative method they came up with was to sell tickets through football clubs and football centres such as ourselves. We managed to sell 800 plus tickets. But of course, a great incentive for football clubs and people like ourselves was the 25% kickback scheme, whereby you'll get a 25% return on the value of the tickets you sold. So you can imagine with 800 tickets we've sold, I think Newport County have been told to sell 1,500 tickets. It's a significant income.
This pairing will be the first football international since 2009 at the 74,000 capacity stadium. The reason selling 69,000 tickets for the 74,000 capacity stadium is considered a sellout is because the crowd at the match will be segregated. I spoke to Vince Alm from the Football Supporters Federation Cymru to find out what he thought of the fact that this football match was coming to the stadium and whether he felt football would continue to come here in the future.
I can't see it at the moment unless Wales' fortunes turn. You'll always sell Wales England out, in the Millennium Stadium, no matter what sport I think you play, the old enemy. I think with football, we need to return to the Mark Hughes days where we were getting close to a qualification, where we sold the stadium out a few times then, against teams like Azerbaijan, of all people. You couldn't possibly dream of selling the Cardiff City Stadium or the Liberty Stadium out if we played Azerbaijan these days. So I think it'd need a big change in fortune before the FAW would consider going back to the Millennium Stadium. But they have got a very good relationship with the WRU, so that could easily be renewed in the future. I think most football supporters like watching football in football stadiums, and as grand a stadium as the Millennium Stadium is, it's primarily a rugby stadium and not a football stadium.
The last time Wales played to a full house was also against England in 2005, where England left with a 1-0 victory. The Millennium Stadium is also to be the location of the very first event of the London 2012 Olympics. The women's football tournament starts at the Millennium Stadium in July next year. I'm Ardy Collins, reporting for Exposure Radio.